Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. I pray that God will inspire us and encourage us, continue with Him. As we are children of God, we together grow more and more. I'm going to jump right into a message for the time's sake, and I'm going to talk about needs versus desire. So oftentimes, like, we focus too much on our needs. You know, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need my rent to pay, I need my car to pay off, I need this, I need that. So, God talked about a lot of needs, so but we need to find out which one to live better. So the Lord been teaching me we need to grow up because we are children, we are no longer like servant, right? Servant, they just do what the master is doing, telling them. So sometimes we carry servant mentality without knowing that we are doing. So that religious system, that in my case, like I'm talking about myself, I carry like religious system in my mind. I thought like, okay, we got to do this again. But God he's our father too. Yes, he's our God, he's our Lord. But remember, he's our Abba Father. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. Pastor, honestly, I've been preaching that for years. I hope you guys get some. So I'm here to continue to encourage our continue in his love. So I'm going to use text in John chapter 15, verse 7 and 8. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. So this condition, if you abide in me. Yes, the Lord always in us. The Lord always with us. We abide in him. Sometimes we don't abide in our thought or thinking or mind. So his word is not continually sometime in us. And then if we do two conditions, you will ask what you desire. What you desire, and it shall be done for you. What you desire. So oftentimes we ask our need to meet our needs. So I will talk about the two. Right here, God wants us to ask what we desire. He wants to ask what you desire. So if we all our desire, we want all that we desire, do you think we're gonna need money to pay for it? If, let's say, if I desire $1 million, right? But my needs are only, let's say, $5,000 per month to cover everything. So if my desire $1 million per month, if I get my desire, do you think I worry about my need? I shouldn't be worried, right? So the Lord wants us to recognize that we need to have desire, because sometimes we pray like, oh Lord, you know, I need this, I need this, I need this. God knows. So I want to show some scripture. And verse 8 said, by this my Father is glorified. By what he glorified? That you bear much fruit. He didn't say that fulfill your need, much fruit. So basically our desire to grow more, desire. Ask something that our desire instead of our need. There are often times I remember when it's come to yes, ask, you know, God, I need this, I need this, I need this. Yes. When we ask it needy, we always be needy. And the needy is driven by me. It's not driven by him. It's not driven by supply others. It's not need like driven to help other people. Because my needs is not met. My needs are not met. How can I help others? That's not godly. A lot of churches preaching this. That's selfish, to be honest. That's selfish, all about me. It's not, we sing all about Jesus. Now we make it all about me. Think about that. So oftentimes, God will not help us meet any. The thing is this, the truth is, if we walk with God, we serve him. We sow into the kingdom, right? Right? We sow into the kingdom. Paul talking about this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. He said, but my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, everybody claiming this. A lot of Christians claiming this promise. It won't work. Why? When we read in context, in order to meet our needs, when we read Philippian letter from Paul written to Philippian people, they are the people, the partaker, they give to the soul, Paul ministry. And Paul said this Philippians chapter 1, I believe, verse 5 to verse 7, he said, "You are all partaker of my grace." Because the only from the first day until now, you are the only people supply many to give to the gospel, to give to money, to give to sowing to Paul. And then chapter 4, verse 19, he said, and then he said, "My God will supply, and my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And then we go back to the Matthew chapter 6. We start from verse 25 talking about that, Gentiles looking for like why we worry, how to eat, what we dress, what we wear, what we have, whatever we need. And the Lord said that these things are Gentiles seek, but we supposed to be seek first. When we do the first thing, he did it. Then all the Gentiles seek. So most likely we go the way of Gentile instead of the way of our Father. So we focus so much on the need. And the Lord said this. When we let it go back, Matthew, we read it, read together. We see it better. Chapter 6, from verse 25. Okay, we read, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or what you drink, nor your body and put on." And then let's go down, verse 31. "Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall eat, what shall drink, what shall wear?" 32, "For after all these things, the Gentiles seek." The people don't know God. People don't have relationship with God. People are not children of God. They have no covenant with God. Yes, they have the right to seek. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't work. That doesn't mean, no, my focus, I work, I manifest the goodness of God to people. I manifest. So, and then verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God, all for all your heavenly knows." Okay, verse 32b, I would say, "For your heavenly Father knows that all the need, all this thing." So God knows all our need. So what that mean? If I'm supposed to be sowing, some people may say, "Oh, I don't have money to sow." Well, start from $1. That's what I started. $1. We sow. He promised he gives seed to sower and bread to eater. Increase our fruit righteousness. So he increases. So that's when we live in the kingdom, when we sow into the kingdom, we still have to be right. So I'll talk about it the right now because this message I don't talk about. I don't want to talk about it. We have to sow in the right place, the place of where God is working. He said, "But first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added." Now, the added thing is not our work. The added thing is not our work. The blessing of the Lord makes us rich. I see people, I work public every day. They work two jobs, three jobs. They just barely pass by. Because why? Because we fail to do the thing of God. The word of God has given us seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first means what we desire. There are some other translations say desire. What we desire. If we desire just to meet our neck, that's what we're gonna have. That's our desire. In Greek word is, I don't know, Zeteo, Zeteo, something like that. So sometimes translated desire, sometimes require. Some like right here is seek. And then seek first, desire first. What we desire, that's important. God wants us to desire. Because why? When we desire, we grow. We remember a story that disciple of Jesus in Mark chapter 10, I believe from verse 35 to 40, the disciple asked, "I desire one of the kingdom, like I sit on your right hand, left hand." But Jesus turned around and said, "It's not my power to give to you." And Jesus started saying, like, "Will you able to drink the cup that I drink? Will you able to do the thing that I do?" He said, "Yeah, we will. But you maybe will, but to sit on right hand or left hand to those who prepare." Now desire comes with prepare. Because desire is to grow, to have more, to believe something that more than just like Abraham desire a better country. Moses desire a better heavenly, better city. So he desire. So make us grow, make us hunger, make us thirst, make us more seeking. Desire more of God. So instead of a desire more of this Gentile thing, yes, God knows all these things if we really believe it. When we do the thing that God asked us to do, as a children of God, we participate in giving. All our need automatically should be automatically met. Otherwise, the word of God is not true. And I practice this thing. I sow. There's time I sow wrong. You know my story. I sow wrong. It will not produce fruit. So right. You sold the right place. You ask God. Ask, we receive, seek, find. To him who knocked, the door will be open. For everyone who asks, receive. To him who seek, find. And everyone who knocked, will open. He did not put any qualification or condition for us to obtain that. Everybody is like open floor for everybody. So it's up to us. So our needs supposed to be met, supposed to be added to us. But if we don't understand that we desire more the thing of this world, we desire more the thing walk the way of Gentile law. Oh, I may be safer here, better, safer there, better. Yeah, nothing wrong with safe, but we got to do the way godly. Paul talking about that people, if you already like only Philippian church, he write the letter that you are all partaker of my grace, not everyone. On the letter he wrote to, let me open that in Philippians chapter 1, I believe verse 7. Let me see if I'm correct. Verse 7 says, I pray that you love my name. Verse 7. In King James Version said better. Let me turn on King James. In New King James didn't express it the way that I feel that correct. Let me turn on King James Version, Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7 is correct. Okay, right here is it. Okay. Even as meet for me to think of you all, because I have you in my heart, as much as both in my bonds and in defense to confirmation of the gospel, and you all are partaker of my grace. We go back in verse 5. He said, for your fellowship or communication or your giving in the gospel from the first day until now. Philippian people giving at to Paul. That's why he said, my God supply all you need. We know that Philippian church, they are prosper. They know the truth, the gospel truth, produce fruit. So that's why Jesus said, by this you glorify, the Father is glorified when we bear much fruit, when we do the thing that God asks us to do. So make sure we show the right place. And Paul has desire. All the Jewish people to be saved. That godly desire. There is earthly desire, but God warned children of Israel when they have desire, like idols and desire. God warned them not desire gold, not silver. We know that they fall into that. So that's God warned us, the thing of this world, because we will dry our heart, our soul, far from Him. So He wants us to stay in His desire. And we know God desire for us only good because He's a good Father. And Paul gave us instruction in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. I love this. I love this. This is a God desire for us. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, to desire that you may be filled with knowledge of His will. The knowledge of His will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him. So right here, God desired for us to desire of the knowledge of His will, to desire of Him, to know Him more, desire to have wisdom from God. I have no clue the thing that I just shared with you guys a while ago. If I don't spend time with Him, if I don't I have no clue about the thing that digital currency and thing that the future is going to be. But the Lord asks, I delight myself in the Lord. I desire to spend time with the Lord. Let's bless Him. We know that in Acts chapter 13, when disciple, apostle, minister to the Lord, how they minister? By prayer and fasting. Sometimes when we're fasting to the Lord, that's minister to Him. That touches heart. When we sing praising Him, when we thanking Him, when we talk about the goodness of God, oh, that's ministry to Him. You might not believe it. Let me show you this. We go back again. I believe in Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Let me see if I remember correctly. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Usually Malachi people talk about the tithe and giving. Then, okay, verse 16 says, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. Not everybody, okay? He listens talking to those who fear the Lord, that means to those who worship the Lord. Now, another form in Hebrew, desire in the Greek, in Hebrew, desire also worship. Interesting, huh? I look at John in the Bible study. I have software that said translation said that desire also as a worship. Then those who feared the Lord or those who worship honored the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. Interesting. The Lord listened when we're talking about the thing of God, talking about the goodness of God. And so the book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear him and those who meditate on his name. Hallelujah. See, when we talk about, when we love God, we honor God, we talk about the goodness of God, we talk about him, that's how we minister to him. When we minister to him, he started to drop desire in us. I never have desire. I'm going to have a lot of money. Certainly I desire because why? I want to grow. The more money I have, I can bless people. I can bless the kingdom of God. Money give us too. I don't worship money. How? When we have flourish, we don't need it. So when I'm in need and needy, guess what? I need money. I need money. I need money. To the point I might worship money without knowing. So money to least in the kingdom of God. This is a small thing. So we need to have, but money, aspect of money, we have to understand. Money is spiritual, it's not physical. Money's wealth is spiritual. You might say, why spiritual? Well, physical, we can only one place at a time. I can show you in Proverbs chapter 23. This is when the Lord spoke to me years ago. 23 was 4, I believe. Let me read it. Okay, do not labor to be rich. Seek from your own wisdom. Will you set your eyes on things which is not? For the riches certainly make themselves wings that fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Riches, so including money. So they have wing, they can fly. So that being said, our Father is so wise. When we have desire, Paul said, the wisdom, the knowledge of his. The reason we don't have peace, because we don't have the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace and grace will be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Let me, this is, by the way, this is Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5. Let me turn that in. We're talking about Bible, right? We're talking about Bible. Second Peter chapter 1, I believe from verse 2. Okay, grace and peace will multiply unto you through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So the knowledge of God we should be desiring. The more knowledge of God, the more we understand his will, the more peace we have, more joy we have. And more joy we have, get more strength we have. I still play soccer right now. I just thank God able to run around. I'm 51, just turned 51, praise God. But I'm gonna be younger and younger. So the more we desire of him, get what? We delight in him. He started giving desire, a heart. A lot of things I desire, like the flesh before, but the more I spend time with the Lord, those desires faded. Just like I remember when after my encounter with Jesus, I love world music and singing and things like that. Suddenly one day I turned on, I just hate it. I just drove all my CDs back in the day. And as I spend more time with the Lord, he sort of me giving desire to love people, to pray for people, to intercede for people, especially strangers, not my family, to pray for people, like certain person, like he brought to me while I spend time praying in tongues. So that pleases him. That's what he wants us to be. The more we desire of him, he gonna give a heart desire. Like my case, he gave me something I never asked for. But he gave me 5, 10 years from now, what gonna be? We're not gonna use card, gonna pay, thing like that. We're gonna use cell phone. I'm telling you ahead of time before it comes. Right now we already use, but it more in depth, so to speak, more like fast, transfer fast because technology. Because we live in the day, everything increase like fast pace and that kind of thing, technology. So that's who we are. We're gonna have robot work for us and things like that. They're already talking about it. Soon you will see someone will have robot cleaning their toilet, doing the thing, cooking for them. Soon it will come out. Sound crazy, but it will come. So Paul desired all children of Israel to be saved. So God wants a desire to have knowledge. And there are people who want desire to be a bishop because desire costs to grow. And when become a bishop, what? Desire. A bishop is good desire, but you have to be set qualification. When you look at 1 Timothy chapter 3 and talk about like you have to be like not love money, not greedy, because those things will kill you, kill your life, that kind of thing. So the more we desire, the more we grow. So God wants us to prosper every area of life, financially. Now, first thing, the least in kingdom of God wants us to flourish in finance. I remember when one time I listened to Andrew. I love Andrew. You guys know me. I love Andrew. I don't copy him, but I follow his faith. He said, if we are not financially prosper, we cannot do many things in his life for the Lord. I took that seriously. I took that seriously. I looked at my life. I said, sure, God. So I desire more. I want to have more money. The more I desire to have more money, that's when God started giving me all the things that I just talking with you guys a while ago. I'm like, Lord, this is a, I show you this secret. I show you this huge secret. You want to have it? You got to write this down. This is a secret God showed me. Man, you need to have this secret. Write down Psalm chapter 25, verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14. This is a secret. This is a secret. God will not share his secret with everybody, but to those who close with him, he will share anything. Okay, 14. Psalm 25, 14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. He share his heart with us. Once we are free from money, we are free from glory, we are free from things, then when God will start with share. The moment we think about ourselves, that's needy. Do you want to be a friend with needy person? No, I don't. So God see that, because the moment we're needy, we're a baby, basically. Oh Lord, I need this, I need this, I did. No, God want us ask for $1 million. Ask for a better car. Oh, I only can buy 5,000 car. How about, Lord, I desire. Okay, desire 50,000 car. 60,000, I desire a better car. I remember when I was praying, asking God for a car. I was like, Lord, I want the car that I love the most. It took me about a year to receive God answer me. I bought this car, I didn't like it. And when I didn't like it, I said, I don't need this car, but I want better car. So I started praying, asking God, Lord, I desire a better car. Because Jesus said this, verily, verily, I say to you, what things soever or whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, you will have them. He doesn't ask us to pray what you need, because our need already met in him. We have to believe that our Father knows everything we need. We need to thank him, receive it. That's our need. But we got to do our part. We cannot just, money does not work magic. How about that? Let me say that. Does not work if I don't sow. Just like a farmer, if I don't plant the seed, I will not harvest. Money works that way. You have to sow. That's money rule in the kingdom of God. He will sow sparingly, will reap sparingly, sow bountifully, reap bountifully. Make sure we give to the Lord, not to the ministry, not to the man. We give to the Lord. Most people, oh, I give to my church. That's mean you don't give to the Lord yet. Check your heart. You give to the Lord. Okay, I give to the Lord this amount, this amount, this amount. Don't force yourself. Give something that you can't afford it. Don't give credit card. Bible tells us so clearly that give what you have, not what you have not. What we have to give in the past, I didn't understand. I just gave, could not produce me fruit because I give wrong. Even though my motivation is right, but wrong giving, not with understanding. The thing, kingdom of God work by understanding. Therefore, Proverbs said, get wisdom, get understanding. With all we're getting, get understanding. Why? Because understanding, profit is better profit than silver and gold. Again, than fine gold. She's more precious than ruby. All the things we desire cannot compare with her. Wisdom, understanding, hand on hand. So God wants us to have wisdom, because one wisdom of God can elevate us different mindset. Okay, I go back. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. If we are not honoring God, are not worshiping God, God will not share us his wisdom. We have to grow up. We have to mature in the order. You know, people who carry classic information, they can't share with everybody. Only to those who in that level. We have to have level of integrity to carry, and God will share. Let God will share with me something that I'm doing right now. I have no clue before. I knew nothing. Even today, you ask me to explain. I don't know how to explain it. But I know that what I do today, tomorrow, I will have it. Or sometime future, near future, because God told me. And also, I also listen to all the prophet. We need to have ear to hear what the Spirit of God saying. If two, three people say the same thing, I jump into it. I pray about it. I have witness in my heart. I didn't hear God. All the things that I'm doing, like concerning investment, only one thing God spoke to me, one item, but I do more than that. If I something that the prophet, the Bible say so good, and I pray, but I don't have peace, I don't do it. When I have peace, I do it. Because the Bible said God will speak to his people with peace. So go back to children of Israel. They desire something is not godly. Even Solomon, he desired everything. I mean, 1,300 concubines, 700 wives. That's a lot desire. He said, nothing that my heart desires. Stop, because he's king. He's a wise king. He got the ability. He can have it. But those desires destroy his life. But God wants us to have godly desire. That's when we spend time with God, when we abide in him, abide in his word, that's the safest place. If we are not abiding in him, we will not produce fruit. As the branch cannot have life without from the tree. So we have to abide in him, he in us, and abide in his word. And then we will ask what we desire. He did not ask us to pray for a need. You look out throughout scripture. That's why a lot of time we pray God will not answer. Because why? God want to give us $1 million. God want to give us better car. We only ask like, oh, if I have $2,000 car, I would be happy. We are not happy when we have it. I understand. One time I bought my wife Lexus. Lexus is a good car. I love Lexus. But the thing is, no power. It's reliable, beautiful car. I drove to the church. Pastor Ernestine saw. I think Pastor Ernestine might remember that I would pray. I asked my dream car, next car. Now I got my dream car. Oh my goodness, so good. This is my desire. I step on pedal and fly. Oh my goodness, so fast. So I dare not to go that fast. So anyhow, God want us to pray what we desire, because he want to fulfill, because we are his children. We are the righteousness of God. Desire of righteous is granted. That's original written, by the way. In Hebrew written, desire of righteous is granted. But in English version say, desire of righteous will be granted. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 24. You see, potential will be granted, may not granted, may not be granted. But original in Greek, I mean, I'm sorry, in Hebrew, desire of righteous is granted. See, we have to have desire, righteous desire will grant it. Not evil desire, okay? Righteous desire, because we want to give. I know a lot of people in here, you guys want to give. You guys want to do things for God. We need to change. No longer pray for the need. Lord, I want more than enough. Because you said so. My God, you supply all my need. Now, I sort of sow. Here you promise me, you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Increase. He promised so. Let's do so. We do sincerely. You see, you will miss. Another thing is that, Lord, I want to bless people, give me more money. So amazing, so surprising. I was doing the same thing, the same work, the same job. Suddenly I have money extra to give. We have to have desire, that desire of God to Sometimes he asks me to give here 1,000, right here 5,000, here 500. I just give. That desire. Before, Pastor Ernestine know me. I couldn't have money to go buy bread. I understand lack. I understand need. I have compassion. People need. But God have more compassion on us. He want us to desire more. Lord, I want desire to pay off my house. Have you guys ever asked that? I asked God. Guess what? My house pay off. I desire my house to pay off. And the Lord said to me, son, you just leave as your house already pay off. That's what he told me. I said, yes, sir, I can do that. I just thank him every day. Thank you, Lord, for paying off my debt of my house. Even didn't pay off yet. But he said, I want you to leave exactly like that. Just Don't forget your burden, forget your monthly coming, the bill coming every month. Forget it. Just thanking me. I desire, you desire, we desire, we have it. And sometimes we don't believe the word of God said. Mark 11, 24, that's my key word in my life. I use it all the time. It working all the time. Desire. What? Our Lord just said, whatsoever you desire. When we pray, believe that you see. When we pray, don't believe when you receive. Believe when we pray. He give us. He didn't say that, okay, if you live like holy, righteous, and so on, so on, there's no condition added attached. So he gave us free. So we're going to desire God, right? And many scripture. Okay, how about let me give you this another this one. This one is a good one. How about I give you Psalm 21 verse 2. Oh my goodness, this is so good. I hope. I don't like to share my Zoom, be honest with you. I don't see expression of you guys. I don't like that. I like outside. Me, I'm outside. I'm outside person. In Zoom, it's hard to express because I have so much, you know. I want to see the interaction with people. Psalm chapter 21, verse 2. Okay, watch this. You have given him his heart desire. There are many of you guys. Now the Lord download to me. Some of you want to do things for the kingdom of God, okay? And he said that that your desire, that too much. If you can do it, that you do it. But if you can't do it, you got to have somebody else do it. That means God can do it. Okay. When our desire bigger, that's when you rely on the Lord. All right. When our desire is so small, that means just needy, that's us. Sometimes God stop us from receiving. You know what I mean? Because he wants us to grow. Desire make us grow, make us think about. You have given him his heart desire. And have not withheld the request of his lips. Oh my goodness. Think about that. He did not withhold anything from us, sisters, brothers, sisters. You've given our heart desire, and he had not withheld the request of our lips. What do you request him? All we need to believe him. Because his obligation to take care of us, we are his children. It is our obligation to take care of our children. They have no, like, they can make income. Like my kid, I have two kids, they can make an income. It's my responsibility, his responsibility. The Bible also says the parent for the children. He never said the children for the parent. Parent for the children. All right? We can say, Father, you said so, I believe so. Thank you. You give me the desire in my heart now, this desire. I want to do this for the kingdom of God. This I want to do. I thank you. You're going to give me resources. I'm going to do it. So we got desire to make us grow. And Paul, he desired. He wanted people to be saved. That's why he preached the gospel crazy. He said, I'm laboring more than you all. I am what I am. But the grace of God in me, the Lord Jesus enabled me to labor more because his desire to want to see people saved and set free. That's the whole thing. The kingdom. I want people to see God in me. Through me, so people can be set free, they can be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. Most churches right now teaching just the message of salvation, not the message of growing. Let me turn into 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. This is all we need to desire. This desire will make it grow. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Okay. As a new babe, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Only the word of God can make us grow. No one else. Holy Spirit can help us grow, but we have to have desire. Let's say a new baby desire pure milk. Oh, my baby, like, oh, love me. They desire, but we need to have desire the word so we can grow. The word of God in us. Only the word of God can settle our heart also. Otherwise, we listen to new, we listen, oh, this thing, horrible thing, terrible. No, we are great. We are living great time for investment. Great time for do the thing, prepare for the kingdom of God. This is a great time. Look at the war that the new would say, don't listen to the new too much. We can listen to have what's going on. We can pray for our nation and pray for things. That is fine. But we in tune too much, the spirit of fear will grip in our heart also. We can't do anything. And we forget that we're children of God. We forget that we have the word of God. We forget that our desire being diluted. Make sure with the world that God cannot work that. We have to keep our heart pure, our mind pure, asking God to help us live a repentant life. I repent all the time. Because sometimes at least I work in public and people say, I said, Lord, I repent the thing that I hear, the thing that I did not reject it, so I reject it when I get home. So God wants us to desire as a baby, desire the milk. So only through that we can grow. And when we grow, when we desire, the more we desire, we're gonna do the thing for the kingdom of God. So the Lord wants us to desire instead of live in need. Because he knows our need and he wants to fulfill it. But sometimes God do something for us to get out from our need so we can live a place of desire instead of the needy. So we choose what you want to choose your life. Me, God taught me, I want to choose desire. I want desire to do for the kingdom of God. I want desire to give to the kingdom of God because everything we do here, not only in this world, we are blessed in heavenly, in heaven forever. Everything we do for the Lord forever. Think about it. Now, I watch soccer. I love soccer. In England, they play Champions League. They put $1 billion to win the cup. Well, when they won the cup, guess what? Only 1 year. Not even 1 year. Because the next season, if someone wins it, they forget it. But the Bible tells us those who are wise bring people back to the Lord. They will be like stars shining in heaven forever. That's what the Lord wants to me. That the Lord wants us to experience. God wants us to desire more of Him, to desire more blessing, more prosper. Every area, not only in finance, in land, in car, whatever. But we have to be free. First thing, we got to be free from money in order to receive more wealth, more. So we can be, because otherwise we might worship stuff, just like children Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25, God warned them, do not worship this thing, because the moment you worship this thing, you forget your God, sure enough. So that's the downside of prosperity. Now, the Lord showed me this, dear, all people are not prosper because God loved them so much. Why? Because if they prosper, whether financially or whether in wealth, the prosperity will destroy the present life. It's not worth for God because our soul is so precious to the Lord. One soul worth more than whole. Now, if that person doesn't understand to handle the glory, the blessing, the prosperity, the goodness of God, the goodness possession, those will destroy them. We see that Solomon, his wisdom, his wealth destroy his life. He's the wisest king who we are. So now, when you desire things, the only place I would say to be saved, just like David, stay in fellowship with God. We saw David. Yes, he fall, but he still wake up. But Solomon fall, never return. Never return. And many people in the Bible recorded. I only see in my study Joseph and Samuel, two of them. They stayed the course the rest of their life. Joseph has great relationship with God. The Bible did not mention his relationship with God. But I know, as my study, I pray about, I love Joseph's story. I said, why Joseph has so much wisdom, even teach the people Egyptian, senators' wisdom. He taught senator, I recorded in Psalm 105. And I believe there are some pyramid is involved with his wisdom because he was with God. When interpretation of the dream, Daniel has to pray 21 days. He did not need to pray. He said, tell me the dream, God will give Pharaoh answer peace. He's just so confident because he walked with God. How I know that? When temptation comes to him, he said, how can I do great wickedness against God? He's talking to his master wife. Nobody saw him. He's a master. I mean, he's in charge of everything in the house. But he said, how can I sin against great sin? How can I sin a great sin against God? So we know that he had a relationship with God. That's why the wisdom that God imparted to him. That's why he able to love his brother when his brother treated him badly, trying to kill him. But he said that you meant for evil, but God meant for good. He always want the goodness of God displayed in his life. That's when we desire of him. We desire abide in him, abide in his word. We produce us so we can be the light. The children of God carry the glory of God dispersed in our generation. Amen. I think I'm true. Maybe pasta or anything. I think I'm done, pasta. So we got to delight in him, right? That's
Go ahead and end with prayer, Jet.
okay, Father, we thank you, Lord. You are so good. Give us a heart desire, Lord, that you desire on us to desire more of you, more of your word, more of fellowship with you every day. Grow us up, Lord, that we can become the person that you created us to be, Father, in our generation. So the world can see and believe there's God between people who love you, people who know you, the difference is people who love you, people who know you. We thank you, Father. I pray your protection during this season, Lord God. I pray everyone coming out, going out, coming in from this time forward, forevermore, preserve them from all harm in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.